Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Chambeau. It's KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Well, let's get to it.
There's what?
Obviously, we got a lot of stuff to do today.
Are the results in? Do we have anything?
No. None of the voting is in yet. So if you hear any headlines about
I'm looking around.
A result, it's premature.
Check the wires. Somebody, the machine's going ding.
Well, it was roughly 64 to 36.
The recall, polls weren't far off.
The recall lost.
60-40 was the last poll we saw.
Yes. And a month ago, it was a 50-50 race. So what happened? Well,
and you know, something I've been obsessed with was the number of people who would vote. I'm a little confused. We have a number right now of total votes of 9.3 million. That matches the turnout in 2003, where it was 9 million for the recall of Gray Davis. But here's where I'm perplexed. That may not be a final number, because we were led to believe, and the number built from 7 million to 8 million people mailed in their votes. Does that mean just a million people showed up yesterday to vote statewide?
I guess it does.
Wow. Well, you told me you were in a small queue.
Well, yeah, but it was six people. And there was another six inside the building.
The entire state all day? I guess so.
Yeah. You know? No, mine was just a lunchtime crowd. No, people have embraced voting by mail. I mean.
No, I did, yeah.
The huge majority of people voted by mail in the 2020 election, and the huge majority voted by mail now. So they made that a permitted feature in California, so that's going to be the way it is.
And it also favors Newsom's party.
Of course it does.
It was a big factor, obviously, sure, in Trump's defeat.
Yeah.
So all that late mail vote that came in and those states where he looked to be leading, he ended up losing.
So what's the playing field we have here? The playing field is that in the middle of summer, the middle of August, not that many people were following the recall. And according to the polling then, not that many people like Gavin Newsom. And there seemed to be some possibility that with a low turnout, and if nothing crazy happens, maybe somebody like Kevin Faulkner or John Cox could sneak in there, simply because a lot of Democrats weren't interested. And then, overnight, things changed. Larry Elder jumped into the race. Now, I'm just going to shoot straight here. I'm sure many of you voted for Larry Elder.
We got 2.4 million votes.
Got 2.4 million votes.
Yep.
But if he runs
47% of the total that voted for question two.
But if he runs again next year, and he said he would, and while I know Larry, I don't really know Larry, okay? So I don't have some kind of relationship with him. But I don't know how he's going to get more than 2.4 million next year.
Everybody that's motivated to vote for him.
I don't know how he builds on this, because he came out of the gate, and the first thing happened was that crazy girlfriend came flying out of the woodwork. And that's always a tough thing to deal with, no matter what the truth is. Secondly, they started digging into all the stuff he said on the radio for the past 25 years. Thirdly, there was a lot of stuff that he said 25 years ago that he still believes, and then he added new ones. And it's not stuff that wins mainstream elections. Not in California. So I don't know how it gets better. Doesn't matter if he's right or not. You got to look at the playing field. What's the playing field in California? For a Republican to win, it's got to be, it can't be a red meat guy. It's got to be a reasonable moderate. Doesn't mean you have to be dull. It just means you have to, you're not going to take on, oh, I don't know, somebody put a list online today. You know, you start pushing for reparations for slave owners, it's not going to get you a vote. Look at the polling, and we've got the polling. This state is overwhelmingly pro-mask and pro-vaccine. So you come out of the gate wanting to get rid of the vaccine and mask mandates. And again, it doesn't matter if he's right or wrong. Just doesn't play here. I saw from people who supported Newsom, 42% said coronavirus was the most important issue.
Yeah, pandemic was the number one issue amongst his voters.
Yes. Yeah. So, because it started up again in the middle of the summer, the Delta variant, everything went up. Now, people are reacting irrationally, but haven't they always for the last year and a half?
Do you want to hear something even worse than that? I saw someone else's exit polling, and a significant percentage of anti-recall voters said they were scared if Gavin Newsom got removed as governor as to what would happen with the pandemic. Scared.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened.
Like he controls our fate?
I know. It's completely irrational. But I think we have to, like, absorb that we live in a state filled with little babies who are terrified.
And they're looking to Big Daddy Governor to spare us and save us.
Now, mind you, I bet you virtually all the people who voted against the recall are vaccinated. And I bet you all of them wear masks, double masks, triple masks. And they're still terrified. And they still think they need daddy to protect them against the evil virus. Now, most of them are never going to get the virus because they're walking around in masks all day. And they've been double vaccinated, soon to be triple vaccinated. But they're afraid that daddy's moving out of the house. I don't know what you do with that crowd.
And he played to them. He had those commercials where he said it's a matter of life or death.
You're all going to die.
We're going off the COVID cliff.
And we have millions of grown men and women who own homes, drive cars, they have good jobs, they have families. Millions of grown men and women who actually thought Gavin Newsom will keep them alive single-handedly. And if you vote for Larry Elder, you're going to die.
But there was also, I think, another chunk of voters who take COVID seriously, not as crazy as you just described, who looked at this as a binary choice. We go with Newsom, we stay on a protective side, we go with Larry Elder, we're like a southern state. And they just didn't want to do that.
Yeah, well, what an analyst...
We're like Florida, like Ron DeSantis. They didn't want to do that.
I saw today, it was a choice between, I don't love Newsom, I hate Larry Elder. And hate is a stronger emotion than don't love.
We've talked about this. No knock on Larry Elder, but after he entered the race, Gavin Newsom had the exact demon he needed in human form to paint his picture of Trump running California.
That did
motivate some people who turned out incredible numbers last year to vote against Trump in the state.
Yeah. No, it's the same crowd. So Elder became Trump. Newsom started screaming, you're all going to die. The media amplified those messages, and everybody's forgotten about the closed businesses, the closed schools, the $30 billion of unemployment money out the window, the botched vaccine rollout. Gavin's going to keep me alive.
Oh, and my favorite, how many El Segundo Times columnists once again were trashing the cost of this recall? I'm thinking, how about $31 billion out the window from the unemployment fraud?
Yeah, we could have had...
That's on him, too.
We could have had about 60
recalls.
That
dwarfs what... Yeah, exactly. We could have had about 50 or 60 recall votes with that money. That is so bogus.
No, but I think overwhelmingly it was the pandemic. It was life or death. It was, and a lot of stuff swirling around Larry that Newsom hammered in. Whatever the hell he said about women not being reliable at work, women not knowing things politically. I mean, just stuff that he said and stuff that he's written about and stuff that he just wouldn't back down on. And that creates campaign commercials. That creates a lot of social media posts. I see people arguing back and forth. And most of it was true. Yeah, he did say that stuff. He did write that stuff. Yeah, he hasn't backed down off it. So what happens is, while they're not important issues in terms of the governor has The governor has nothing to, you know, Larry could have any kind of crazy views he wants. None of it has to do with our day-to-day lives, right? None of it has to do with the homelessness and the crime and the high taxes and the crappy roads and the crappy schools. But people use that to reinforce the idea in their heads that, oh, Larry's crazy. Larry's like from Mississippi. Larry, you know, this is, I can't tolerate this. I can't identify with this. And their brains freeze up. Everybody's so tribal to begin with. People aren't using their brains. They aren't using their intelligence. San Francisco's an absolute sewer. 87% voted for Newsom. And he's the one who created the sewer. Everything started going to hell when he was mayor there. Now, 10 years later, the place is like a pussy abscess of a city. And 87% vote for him. Somewhere where, you know, trying to apply rational analysis, intelligent analysis to this is absolutely pointless. People aren't acting rational. They aren't acting intelligent. They're acting emotionally. They're acting like ancient tribal hatreds. I don't know what do with that. And there is no opposition. The Republican Party is not organized. They didn't finance anybody. They didn't do anything useful at all to help their candidates. The candidates were a bunch of freelancers who were unfunded, unpublicized, unorganized in some cases. Well, you can't beat a huge political machine with a bunch of freelancers stumbling around.
All right, we got a little more to say about the results from last night's recall vote coming up next.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
Well, the moist line's there for you. You got something to say about the recall outcome. We'll be playing calls on Friday in the 5 o'clock hour. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. A couple of things I can say about this. I was relieved to at least hear that Larry was not going to play the ballot fraud card. Didn't even come up last night, and apparently there was some link on his website to some sort of ballot fraud reporting thing, and they pulled it yesterday during the day. He just said something about, you know, we'll be gracious in defeat. That's it. Let's just move on from that.
I don't want to hear voter fraud for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
you know, we're serious. It's a complete waste of time, and you shouldn't waste your life at home worrying about voter fraud. That's a ridiculous dead end.
Yeah, the day you can come in and prove to me that millions of votes could be moved, then and fine, maybe we'll talk. But there's always going to be what looks very suspicious, what could be just incompetence. There's examples here and examples there, and oh, I showed up and they told me I already voted. Yeah, well, that happens. You get a provisional ballot, and allegedly that counts. You don't know. You don't want to find out, then go follow it up and see if they did count it. But the other thing is, you got to understand, a lot of us left.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that have been driven out of this state in the last 20 years, and a lot of them are the kind of voters that would have elected, or rather recalled, Gruesome from office like they did in 2003. I mean, that was also 9 million voters. But obviously, there's a different mix. This state's policies, as we've talked about ad nauseum, have driven out the vital, what there was of a middle class, what there was of families and taxpayers who really believed in the California dream. They've given up after they've seen what's happened the last 20 years in this state. And the fact that we lost a seat in Congress in the census proves it. You'll hear the rest of the dribbling media just call that, oh, it's a small, marginal amount. Over time, it adds up.
No, it does.
And it's adding up to millions of people who could have voted to recall Newsom.
And yeah, in the last 20 years, it is millions of people. The population hasn't dropped by millions because we've had so much immigration, including illegal immigration.
We're still at 40 million people.
So right. that although really fascinating, the National Review had a story, and this is based on exit polling, which isn't always the most accurate thing. But the yes vote on the recall got 42% of Hispanic voters, 47% of Hispanic men. How about that? Who would have predicted that 20 years ago?
Yeah, and I think another media outfit, I don't know if it was the El Segundo Times, said that the Latino turnout really came in through for Newsom. So I didn't know how to...
Well,
wrap my head around that.
Well, because more Hispanics voted for Newsom, but a very high percentage in historical terms voted for the recall. I mean, if you got 47% of Hispanic men.
Oh, men, I see.
See?
Right, but overall Latinos, it could have been like 30-something percent because Hispanic 40, women.
42% overall.
Yeah.
38% of Asians, 19% of blacks, which is another very high number for Republicans. So the Republicans are making inroads among minorities. Where they fell apart or have fallen apart is with white voters.
Because they left. That's who left the state the last 20 years.
The yes vote.
The ones that are left are a lot of the elites in the Bay Area and the progressive areas of L.A. and Southern California. That's what's happened.
Yeah, we have now all the wealthy latte liberal crowd.
Yeah, that's a lot of the white people that are left. They're in significant numbers. That San Francisco crowd, that whole Bay Area. Right.
And well, it's overwhelming up in the Bay Area. I mean, 87% vote against the recall up in San Francisco.
I knew there was trouble last night. I looked at the first little returns that dribbled in just after 8 o'clock. It's the mail-in ballots, and it was a very small percentage. But I just want 84%, according to this report, didn't vote in question two. And I said, "Oh wow, well those are clearly not in favor of the recall."
Oh, the number of people who voted for question two is pretty small. Like Larry got. And I got the El Segundo Times numbers here. 2.3 million votes.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Sacramento Bee that has a whole list here. And I was trying to add it up in my head, but it's well short of 9 million who voted in question two.
All right. Now, no on the recall got almost 6 million. Those are basically Newsom voters. That's what I'm saying about Larry running again next year. Newsom got almost 6 million. Larry's got about 2.25 million. How does he get to 6? And then everybody else that ran on the Republican side, Kevin Faulkner, who I voted for, got 430,000 votes. John Cox got 220,000.
And they campaigned for like 9 months.
Kevin Kiley, 159,000.
In fact, I'm looking at the full list here. You know, if you look at the top 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 are Democrats. Kevin Paffrath was second. And then between Kevin Faulkner and John Cox is somebody named Brandon Ross, D.
Yeah.
Then a Jacqueline McGowan, D, right after Kevin Kiley. Yeah. Look at all the people that finished ahead of Caitlyn Jenner. We're all Democrats.
Well, yeah, her thing was a joke.
She got 46,000
votes. All right,
votes,
so I'm looking at this. It's
55,
like
55,000.
I mean, these guys are going to need 20 times the votes. Where are they going to get them from?
Well, I heard some lady at a Larry Elder rally say last night, "What else can we do? It may be time to go." So it may be even less of those voters around a year from now.
If the majority of voters want to live with the massive homelessness, the massive shoplifting crimes,
well, you
the
keep telling me in your little West Side bubble of these progressive idiots that they're coming around. I'm waiting for it, but I guess not yet.
Oh,
are they going to overthrow Bonin?
No,
I mean, come on.
Well, this is where Larry threw a wrench in things, because I think it was a real 50-50 race, and they would have dealt with a moderate, unthreatening Republican.
At that time, it was just about Newsom.
Yeah, it was.
And there
about
were two
Newsom.
Things going on: people who looked at Newsom, who voted for him, and said, "Eh." Other people just like, "I'm not even going to vote. I'm going to sit this out." Larry came in and it gave him a reason to do something because he was painted as the devil.
Yeah, I was looking at the Nextdoor app today, and you know, much of it was Larry is a jerk. Larry is scary. Larry is ridiculous. It wasn't about rah-rah Newsom. It wasn't. I haven't run into anybody who's a rah-rah Newsom guy on my side of town. It is not a pro-Newsom vote. It was an anti-Larry vote.
Right.
And people are just basically partisan. They're going to vote tribal. They're going to vote for whoever's running in their party, even if they don't like them. I mean, a lot of Republicans did that with Trump.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, one of the things that some people said is, you'll see the day after Newsom survives the recall, we'll be seeing more coronavirus mandates put in place. And what happened today is that LA County is going to move forward with the proof of COVID-19 vaccination if you want to go to indoor bars, wineries, breweries, nightclubs, and lounges. It'll apply also to employees that work in those places and require that both they and patrons have at least one vaccine dose by October 7th or are fully vaccinated by November 4th.
They could announce that yesterday.
But it was announced today by Barbara Ferrer at the Board of Supervisors meeting.
Yeah, they were waiting to see if Newsom survived. They didn't want to add any more fuel to the anti-Newsom forces.
Right, and under the new order, participants and workers at outdoor mega events with more than 10,000 attendees will also have to provide proof of vaccination or show that they recently tested negative. That means Dodger games. That means Ram games.
I don't know what the anti-vaccine people are going to do. They're going to get squeezed out of society. You're not going to be able to eat, drink, go to ball games, gather anywhere.
Do you think they'll find fraudulent proof?
Small number.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, generally, no. I mean, I just...
They're not doing it at restaurants yet. I ran into this. I was in the Bay Area a couple of weeks ago. And sure enough, indoor dining, the guy said, show me your vaccine proof.
Yeah.
Which didn't surprise me. I knew that was coming. What surprised me is what came next. Show me your ID. I'm like, holy crap. Yeah. Gotta pull out my license too now.
Yeah. You do that to get a
sandwich.
Yeah, to get a sandwich, you got to show ID. But God forbid you got to show ID to vote. That's nuts. No, I think that's going to be widespread. I think that for the people who didn't get vaccinated, you might as well move to a faraway island. No one's going to let you in to do anything.
Yeah, probably not. The news also came that thousands of LA city workers are going to try to get exemptions from the COVID-19 employee mandate. About half of the employees are going to try to get exemptions. Well, half of the ones asking for exemptions, 3,000 are actually in the LAPD. So there's a disproportionate amount of people in police and firework in LA.
There's very few exemption categories. And don't tell me religion. There are no major religions that prohibit vaccination.
Right.
So unless all these people make up their own religion and build their own chapel, if they enforce this, which is a different issue, but if they enforce it, there is no religious exemption. There's no such thing. The only one that I saw, people believed the Church of Christ scientist. You may have heard of Christian Scientists.
Oh, yeah.
And occasionally there's a wacky story that a parent let their kid die because they don't believe in medical care. But I read that one of the leaders of that movement said they don't consider a vaccination to be medical treatment. Like medical treatment is after the fact, after you get sick. They don't have a position on vaccines. And that was the only major religion that I could find which had any kind of comment on it.
Well, I mean, how's it going to work? Are they just going to reject religious exemptions if they don't fit that category? Because I remember there's some pastor who was writing exemptions for people that just applied.
Well, it depends.
He's not happy with the vaccine mandate. Because apparently Garcetti said that we will not tolerate an abuse of the exemptions, and it is just medical or religious.
All right, well, it depends how honest.
Maybe you can get a doctor to lie for you, but you have a medical reason why you can't be vaccinated.
There are dishonest doctors who want to keep their business. That's always the leverage a patient has over a doctor. And that's why doctors prescribe a lot of unnecessary pain-killing medication, which creates addictions, is they end up being a drug pusher, a supplier, because they don't want to lose the customers. And then guys who do write prescriptions easily, they know they're going to get more business. I don't think doctors are any more moral than any other group of people. I think there's plenty of immoral ones who don't care if they get their patients addicted, and they'll make up fake... I don't even know how many medical conditions there are that keep you from getting a vaccine.
There are not a lot.
There would have to be some kind of maybe an allergy.
Yeah, I think also some sort of immune disorders, I think I heard.
But yeah.
There's not a lot. So, I mean, what they're dealing with here, at least with LA City employees, says 48% have been vaccinated, but 40% wouldn't even report their status. They didn't respond as to whether or not they were vaccinated. That's a significant chunk of people. You're going to fire them all? I don't, although that wouldn't bother you and I if it...
Well, yes, city workers
would
getting fired.
We notice if LA city workers
But you know, this may be this.
Make sure a lot of them are in the parking department there.
Maybe
the,
this is the secret weapon all along. Is force them to get vaccinated, we can cut government in half.
And as we've already heard, there is a significant number of vaccine objectors in the police and fire departments, including a group that filed a lawsuit.
Which is weird. Now, what is that particular mentality? I find it odd that certain lines of work have a disproportionate number of objectors. I mean, there's a story there, but I don't know what it is. I also read that.
Well, if you consider that, you know, well, I guess vaccine objectors do come in different categories, but one of them is an ideology that is certainly considered conservative and right wing, and people that get into police and firework often are in that same ideology.
But so, they're the ones most exposed to the public.
Well, that's the argument.
You're especially right.
If you work in any kind of medical, you know, field, and you're going to be out there with people that may already have COVID because that's the reason they're being treated.
You know, what I read, which is weird? They did a study, and people with PhDs on a percentage basis are most likely to resist the vaccine. Isn't that fascinating? You'd think it's people who didn't graduate high school. It's not. It's PhDs.
Yeah, I saw that study too. I can't figure that one.
There's a lot of
they don't think the science has been proven out yet.
I guess maybe they have. Some people who are in the sciences or they're working towards advanced degrees, and I know a couple. They're really rigid about their standards because they are trained not to declare anything a fact unless it has gone through multiple extensive testing and research, double-blind studies, blah, 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 right?
Right.
So they'll just shut you down right away. Well, that hasn't been proven. Well, we haven't had a definitive study. That hasn't been peer-reviewed yet. Well, you know, that's... And they're it's like a religion to them. So maybe because... We don't know the long-term effects of these vaccines, this PhD crowd isn't going to trust them.
Yeah, except we have quite a few people around the globe who have taken the vaccine and had it in their body for many months, but maybe they want to see what happens in the long term.
They'll say, well, we don't know what's going to happen in 10 years.
10 years? What could happen in 10 years? You mutate into some other object?
But that's the way they think.
All right. So... they didn't specify when they passed the city ordinance a couple months ago as to whether or not you could actually be terminated if you did not vaccinate. So I guess the challenge is on to see what they're going to do because a lot of these people are probably not going to move over to the vaccine column.
You know how, did you ever pull into a parking lot late at night to go to a restaurant, right? And you're in some other merchant's lot and there's all these signs. No parking for the restaurant next door. Parking for this business only, right? You can be towed, and they'll have a Los Angeles code number for the law. And nobody ever gets towed. Nobody ever gets ticketed. But they have found out that putting up signs is all you need to do to scare away 95% of the illegal parkers.
It often is a deterrent, yes.
Right. So that's got to be what they're going for here. I wonder if they're going to actually enforce this, because they're not going to lay off half the government workforce or a huge percentage of the police and fire. They're not getting applicants anymore for police. They can't afford.
Plus, when it comes to some of these city employees, their unions contribute a lot of money to these politicians.
This is what I figure, you know, for a Mr. Cynical here, that in the police department, one of the bosses is going to have a doctor friend. And any cop that doesn't want to get vaccinated, they're going to say, hey, we know a guy. Go to Dr. Boombaum over there, and he will he'll write you an exemption.
Yeah.
And there'll be some doctor who's a friend to somebody in the higher management, and everybody's going to get, look at that.
Yeah, was anybody at the city going to start seeing the same doctor on all of the exemptions and go, well, wait a minute.
No, because ultimately, none of these bureaucrats are interested in any of this anyway. You know, they have to do it for public consumption because there's political pressure. Barbara Ferrer is making all kinds of mandates. So they'll do it for public consumption. Will they actually enforce it? Probably not. Or they're going to get some dirty doctor. Or they'll get some crazy pastor and he'll start writing out religious exemptions.
We'll be talking about the latest with the booster shots after 3 o'clock with ABC News. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Chambeau, KFI, AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, third shot or no third shot. We'll be talking to Mark Remillard at ABC News about the booster COVID shot. Another study today, it says that third shot, the Pfizer, can really amp up your antibodies. Here's one bizarro story I had not been following until I saw that the person involved pled guilty. It's a Florida nurse who threatened to kill Kamala Harris, claiming she was going to carry out the plot because Vice President Harris wasn't, quote, actually black. Nivian Pettit Phelps, 39 years old, pled guilty. And the reason they caught her, I guess, is because she sent her imprisoned husband 6 30-second video clips of herself in February claiming that she accepted $53,000 for the hit to be completed within 50 days. In one clip, she said, Kamala Harris, you're going to die. Your days are already numbered. Now, Phelps, the nurse, is black. And when she was interrogated by investigators, she said, well, because Kamala Harris was born to a Jamaican father and an Indian mother, to me, she doesn't qualify as actually black. And my favorite, she believed that Vice President Harris placed her hand on her purse rather than on the Bible on her inauguration day. And that's a real no-no, I guess, for someone who believes that that is a sacred, important move.
A sacred requirement, yeah.
So there were subsequent videos. One said that, and they were like the short little video she sent her husband. So, by the way, if your husband's in prison, you got to believe other people are going to see the video. Like a lot of the stuff that's sent to prisoners is screened. She's going to the gun range until Kamala Harris leaves the chair. I guess that means the Senate chair as the presider over this. I don't know what that means, but that's what she said.
Her office chair.
Days later, she also referenced the $53,000. Saying 50 days from today, you will die. Talking about Kamala Harris. Now, this is a mother of three.
Jeez. It's a lot of crazy out there.
She sent the videos to her husband using something called JPay. I didn't know. It's an app used by inmates to communicate with loved ones. Look at that. Inmates have an app now.
But so you could send money, I guess?
I don't know.
Anything with JPay in the title sounds like...
Oh, is that... You see what it means?
I don't know.
Yeah. It just says communicate. After sending the videos, and this was also damning, she went to a target range and made a video of her holding a gun, and she applied for a concealed weapon permit. So that's enough to say she was serious about what she was saying.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. JPay is your home for corrections services. It's a financial services company.
You're right. I guess you can send money.
You can do all kinds of things. You can money transfers, email, videos.
Yeah, that's how the Employment Development Department gave away all the money to the inmates.
Music, education, parole, and probation services. Look at that.
People, there's always a niche in a business world, isn't there? One day somebody said that. We've got to work out a special app for inmates.
Look, I guess there are so many inmates that have signed up. You have to select a state to sign up and enter inmate ID number. And I guess if you owe money as part of your parole or probation, you can use JPay to make every payment on time.
Yeah.
You can now send funds to your loved ones in federal prison. They have an inmate search link, a prison search link. Wow. You want to pay off restitution, supervision fees, court fees. JPay.
Phelps told law enforcement officers that if you hadn't come to my house to arrest me, I don't know what would have happened, making it sound like she was serious about this. And she faces 5 years in prison. Her mother is defending her, saying she's just sick. Don't punish her because she listened to what people tell her. She's desperate. She don't got nothing to do. That's a quote from the mother. All right, when we come back, we'll be looking once again at the latest in the research over getting a booster shot, a third shot. Particularly of interest is the Pfizer vaccine, because there's a study coming out that says a third shot can really do a lot for your antibodies. We'll talk next to Mark Remillard, ABC News for KFI.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.